Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Okay. Every high school in America has the huge, like, white bucket of Kramer was the company that made it. And it was like the Icy Hot equivalent, but it was the super duper version. Colleges have it. What do you call that stuff?
I was going to call it Icy Hot. Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. See, Atomic Bomb was the thing that it said on the bucket. But then other people called it, one guy called it Cream of Jesus. I still don't know what that means. It sounds like a rap album.
Cream of Jesus?
Cream of Jesus.
I knew all I needed to know about my standardized test scores when I couldn't use that stuff without then, like, rubbing my eye or something. And, like, every single time.
Do you think they're putting some of that on Reed Travis right now, whatever it is?
They need to. I don't know. I don't know if that would be good enough. But I don't know if they're going to rush him back, though, which would be really nice for Tennessee.
Yeah, we talk about that, and we've had the conversation of how he handled Grant Williams defensively in such a big way in that first matchup. How much of an advantage, if they don't see Reed Travis, is that for Tennessee from a physicality standpoint?
It's huge. I think he was I think T.J. Washington gets the attention for what he did in that game. I think he had 23 points. He was like 9-12 from the field. I mean, he dominated from start to finish. But Reed Travis was probably the biggest reason that Grant Williams only got 4 shots that night.
Yeah,
Tennessee's offense didn't do Grant any favors and didn't get him enough touches in the post. But part of the reason, I think Grant still had 16 points and got to the foul line a few times. But the reason he had 4 shots, only 4 shots, is because Reed Travis did such a good job defensively. So Grant Williams obviously should be motivated after that kind of performance to come out and assert himself, because P.J. Washington has given him so many fits over the last few meetings. So if Reed Travis is out, I think that's a huge advantage for Tennessee. And I don't think they'll rush him back, because I'm not sure Kentucky's all that concerned with an SEC regular season title. I think they're just trying to get fine-tuned and ready to go for the postseason.
This kind of feels like a little bit of a showdown almost for player of the year between PJ and Grant. Like, okay, voters, here, head-to-head, here you go. Season's running out. What do you think?
Yeah, it's hard to... I mean, you can make arguments for both. Grant Williams is a better player than he was last year, and he's obviously the defending SEC player of the year. But you look at Reed Travis and what he's done, and he is... I mean, I think he's had a stretch where he had 20 or more points in 8 of 10 games, something like that, and had 3 straight double-doubles. What he's done the last 8 weeks or so, I mean, he is a completely different player. He's the most improved player in the league by a good stretch. So it's hard not to give it to him at this point in time, but what Grant Williams has done, how important he was down the stretch at LSU, what he did at Ole Miss the other night, I mean, he carries the Tennessee team at times, so it's 2 very worthy candidates.
Grant Ramey, our guest. I went back and looked, and 4 games ago, Jordan Bowden had 16 points in that game. Since then, he's had 15 points combined. He's 0 of 11 from 3 in those games. I know Rick Barnes would love to see that guy get things rolling again.
Yeah, when the shots don't fall for him, it seems to come in bunches. I mean, he had a really good look at a 3 with about 2 minutes left at Ole Miss. I think maybe Tennessee was down 2, or it was a really close game, obviously. And he gets an open look. He's in rhythm. It's a good-looking shot, and it hits both sides of the rim. It looks like it goes halfway down and just pops out. And Rick Barnes said something to the effect that sometimes you just kind of have to laugh and say, when's this shot going to fall? What happened for him, I don't think anybody really remembers or noticed at the time. They were down 3 with about 20 seconds left at Ole Miss, and he stepped inside the three-point line and hit a long jumper to get them back within 1. And obviously that set up the missed Ole Miss free throw. Grant Williams scoring on the other end, they win the game. So maybe that shot helps him get back rolling, because they need him. They need him and Lamonte Turner and all these role player guys to hit shots and do their jobs.
Talk about Tennessee, get back rolling. The outside maybe panic or perception of, oh, what's wrong with Tennessee basketball? They just lost 2 games in 8 days. From... I guess give us kind of the inside perception of that with the team, as opposed to maybe the national media outside perception of, you know, what's wrong with Tennessee.
I don't think there's any sense of panic. Admiral Schofield had a kind of an interesting quote the other night after they won at Ole Miss. Obviously, there is kind of a sense of relief after they found a way to win that game the way they did. And he said it was kind of funny to see everybody going crazy outside of the program because they had lost a couple games. And he made a point to say, we lost 16 games a couple years ago, and nobody went crazy then. Yeah. And he so said true. That's just a testament of where they've been. But when you do what this team's done, win 19 straight games, win the way they have, and you know, they're the number one team in the country for a month, that sets a pretty high standard. So when things don't go right, there's reason for people outside the program to wonder what's going on. Their offense has slowed down. But everybody knew this whole season this was going to be a very backloaded schedule with Kentucky twice, the LSU road trip, the Ole Miss road trip. You still got to go to Auburn, still got to host Mississippi State on senior night. So they took advantage of a little bit of a softer spot in the schedule with all those wins, and now they're really getting tested, and you would think they're getting ready for the postseason.
On the way out, what's the temperature up there for Holly Warlick Seed and for Lady Vol basketball and just that whole program right now?
I think you don't really have a choice after what happened Thursday night. I mean, there's been too many firsts in a bad way, like teams coming to Knoxville and winning for the first time, or them losing six straight games for the first time in program history. They could miss the NCAA tournament, stuff like that. When you lose to a Vanderbilt team that was 1-13 and had lost, what, 8 straight games, and you're the better team, you've got the better talent. Obviously, she recruits too well to have a team this bad. So it just feels like now it's kind of out of their hands. They got to do something because it felt like that was rock bottom.
Grant Ramey, man, appreciate the time. At Grant Ramey, obviously you'll have full coverage tomorrow, Vols in Kentucky at 1 o'clock tip-off. Thanks, man, for the time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.